Aloha, Jeff and Tim here with PS Tech, and we're here to talk about ClickTrack 2015. I wanted to jump right in here and give people a little insight on this new package, give them a little preview of what's going on before they do buy this. And the first question I wanted to ask you to open this up is, why ClickTrack 2015?
Right, okay, well, the answer's simple. The free ClickTracks, the ClickTracks that are given away, they are now probably getting on for about 6.5 years old, I suppose. I had them for quite a while before PS Tech ever went online. Mm-hmm. And then they were fairly shortly after Percussive Suggestion became available to people with the EEFs, so that's ClickTracks 3 and 4, and they appeared in 2009. Now that's what, six? Oh no, the other ClickTracks must be at least 7, and maybe they're even close on 8 years old. That was 2009, and during the last 6 years, I've learned quite a bit, and I've had time to think about various ways to improve them and things that I would have liked to have included. And I've also had a lot of feedback from all sorts of people about uses with this issue or that issue, or sometimes people talk about their first experiences of the ClickTracks. In fact, somebody sent me an email about this fairly recently, and this was from somebody who'd come from some other kind of self-help therapy, and they absolutely accepted 100% that the ClickTracks were incredibly efficient at getting those negative emotions down. But it left them sort of breathless and feeling like, well, sometimes people get a sort of an empty feeling like there's a hole there. And that's one of the reasons why PS Tech Positive is often suggested as being a good follow-up to a ClickTrack. Not always, sometimes. So there were all sorts of different things that I'd been thinking about and comments that people had made. I've learned more about the way the subconscious processes information, and I just decided that it was time to sit down and do a complete redesign of the ClickTracks to make them even more powerful wherever possible, to provide variety as well in terms of what was available to people, because some of the people on the mailing list have been there since 2009, 2010, and they've had access to like 4 ClickTracks, maybe the accelerators, and people get very used to them and very familiar with them. But I felt there was a need to give those people, if they're using them on an ongoing basis for all, you know, for this and that, and it becomes a sort of life tool, to give people something which was new and different and which was simply as good as I could make it with my current level of understanding regarding the way the subconscious works.
So basically you wanted to give them something new, just fresh, if you will, especially for those that have been using ClickTracks and EEFs and accelerators for a long time. But also what I'm hearing is that, and I understand this in some respects, some people have this issue, some don't, where, okay, when I clear up these emotional issues, kind of left with, now where do I go? You know, there's like a void by that emotional, especially when it's been a long-term emotional issue, right, for years and decades. Uh-huh. It seems like an old friend is gone, right?
Yeah, well, maybe.
And I use that term loosely, friend, but something familiar is gone.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're filling that in a little bit with some very global, basic, some nice suggestions, if you will. Is that true?
Yes. They're intended to get the job done, but not to leave as much of a hole as as previously. And when you listen to them, you'll find that in some ways they are a little bit less direct. The original click tracks and the ones that followed them, the EEFs, they are very, very direct in the way that suggestion is used. And for most people and for most issues, they work spectacularly well, as we both know. One of the things that that has become apparent, to me at least, is that obviously because people vary and because the kinds of issues that people want to use these on vary considerably, there may be times when it's better to go in with suggestion which is a little bit less direct, a little bit more indirect. Mm-hmm.
A little softer, if you will.
A little softer, a little bit more respectful, maybe, is the right word. And there are decided advantages to doing that, in as much as it's less likely to create a kind of subconscious resistance. Now, for most issues, that resistance doesn't kick in, but it's maybe a slightly safe, I don't mean safe in a sort of safety perspective. Mm-hmm. It's in terms of probability of success. If the click track goes in a little bit more gently, at least at first, then it's a bit like opening a tiny little crack through which you can push something a little bit larger. It's a different way of going about using a click track and the suggestions that are contained within it in order to achieve the same kinds of results. And in terms of using these click tracks, the basic procedure is the same, although there are some significant differences. But if somebody can use the free click tracks, they, to a great extent, already know how to use these, and the free instructions will work quite happily with these new ones. This different way of using suggestion means that if somebody's used the pre-existing click tracks on something and not seen success, then these newer click tracks are definitely well worth a try, because they undertake to do the same job but in a different way. And having different ways to going about doing things is tremendously useful. Another advantage and another reason why I created these, Jeff, is that when I do therapy with people, very often I'm doing like an all-day session, or sometimes it's 6 hours, sometimes it's 7 hours, and I've got somebody walks through the door with all sorts of hideous issues, and my intent by the time I get to the end of that long session is to send a happy person home, you know, having dealt with some of the most complex and intractable kinds of things that you can imagine walking through the door. And that's basically what I've specialized in terms of therapy. And if I'm using a number of click tracks as part of that session, then again, it's useful to have something which is different, which does things in a different way, which is fresh for the person, you know, as for the person who's using it. It avoids too much familiarity with the tapping sequences. And on PSTET level one, I talked about the benefit of not getting too familiar with the tapping sequences, and that's why it's always been advisable to mix the tracks and shuffle them around so as not to have favorites and so forth. These new tracks make that easier. So again, there's another advantage there. But in terms of suggestion, they are significantly different, but they do go in softer.
I do want to mention a couple few people that I've talked to that have used them. Was the sense that they had, and it was more of a sense. It wasn't, they couldn't really put their finger on it, but they felt more comfortable. So that kind of goes in line with some of the things you're talking about softening it, of being more subtle, those kind of aspects, and with less resistance.
That's exactly what you'd expect, and that's what I've found when I've used them with paying clients.
When it comes to emotional clearing, we have the three basic click tracks. You have the EEFs, and then the accelerator tapping tracks, which can be used for emotional clearing as well. Do these replace any of those? If someone's first starting out, should they jump to this and skip the three basic ones? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd say PSTET level one is after the free ClickTracks, and ClickTracks Made Simple, which is that Jeff and I did a tutorial, which is answers all sorts of common questions when people first come to this. PS Tech Level 1, I think, is still the right place for somebody to then step in, because it explains so much, and there's a huge amount of information there. These ClickTracks, they don't replace them. They are intentionally different, and it's they were never intended to replace them. Those pre-existing tools work spectacularly well for most people, for most issues. So it would be pointless to replace those. But what I do think, and what I decided to do in creating these, was to create something which is, again, like I said, as powerful as I could possibly make it, whilst at the same time augmenting those. So the two sets of tracks sit alongside each other as companions. And if somebody's having problems clearing something with one type of click track, then it makes sense to use a different type. And that's one of the reasons why, in terms of suggestion and the content, and to an extent the approach that's used in these, they are significantly different. And that is so that we get as much coverage as possible in terms of, can this be resolved? And it's basically filling in gaps that may not have necessarily been apparent, but it's to ensure that it's a sort of like maximum coverage in terms of what can be dealt with.
Yeah, I look at it as giving them more tools to make their work more effective, more efficient, easier in the flow of it, if you will, so that it becomes more and more seamless when they make these changes, they make these shifts within their mind model, and make it more pleasant, I guess, would be another benefit, right?
Yeah, and I think that the more people use these, the more they're going to like them. I think not just because of the way they function, but also because of the way that the suggestions have been used. And I very nearly gave up. I don't know whether I told you, Jeff, or not, but I could cheerfully have given up on these several times because they were just horrific to put together. But I have to say, I'm absolutely delighted with the results.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you said that, because someone, I think, viewed this as replacing the original ClickTracks, which, number one, is not true. That's an error in thinking, right?
Yeah.
But the second item was, well, if you knew this was coming out, well, why didn't you tell me? You know, and I have told this person, I said, well, we didn't know when. It's been planned maybe for months, but there were all sorts of tweaks and challenges, and those were some of the challenges. And to your credit, I know that you are very painstakingly careful and meticulous about putting together the best quality possible, far above quantity, if you will, and far above schedules. And I know I had several emails from you over the last few months going, hey, I apologize. And I'm, no need to apologize to me. I don't, that's okay.
If I hadn't said that I was gonna have these done, I probably would have just given up. The thing was, I mean, like I said, about 12 months ago, I decided that it was a good idea to do this. And I started thinking about it then. But I have to confess, I did put off actually putting pen to paper and starting to record them, because I knew it wasn't going to be easy. But nothing prepared me for it was just horrific. But like I said, I'm really, really pleased with the result. And I'm sure if anybody has them or downloads them, they'll be just as pleased.
Well, I know how you feel, because sometimes around the house and the property here, I put off things because I know it's going to be such an ordeal, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that also reminds me about tools. Like when you're around the house, and that's this little movie analogy reminded me of this, where if you've ever done something somewhere, do it yourself, if you will, and you don't have all the right tools, you need this, having this one specific tool would just zing things along, but you go, well, I don't want to buy it. Yeah, I'll just use my old tools, and they kind of don't really do a great job, and you end up taking more time, more sweat, more, you know, whatever, So again, this is just another tool, I think, that works very specifically in here in different ways with some great benefits, just, you know, piling on more benefits of using these tools all together to make this process of shifting one's mind in the direction that they really, really desire to go so much easier and so much more pleasantly, you know, with ease and whatnot. Because as you know, I always tell people, you know, you got to do this with kindness, right? With ease. Yeah. But sometimes it's, you know, when you're kind of immersed in all the muck and all the emotional stuff, it's not so easy to make it easy. But that brings me to a point I wanted to make. And someone wrote this, I think his name in the forum, the PS Tech forum, his username's Howie. Let me just read this to you because I want to give him credit, number one. And number two, the way he formulated it was wonderful. He said, I found these new click tracks to be helpful. I feel they worked well for me because I didn't have to fight to keep just one memory or event isolated to work on it. It felt very natural. I did the wrap, then didn't take any chances, and I used the long click track to clear the emotion, and it worked well. I liked certain things that Tim said. I could really feel things move along when he stated emphatically that it was okay and I was safe. Words have meaning, obviously. So when I've worked with people individually that really have some really heavy emotions, especially that have been part of their mind model, real almost foundational to it for years and even decades, when they're trying to focus on maybe one memory, even if it's a real foundational, you know, really obvious cornerstone to their mind model, sometimes it's really difficult because all these other memories that are similar, that have this similar emotion come up and kind of attack them almost, mm-hmm. It feels like. And they find it really hard to focus on one. So, and trying to rate one with all these others coming at them, it's so confusing, you know, being just immersed in that. What Howie's saying in his experience is how using the wrapper that you have in this package really helped that, because rather than focus on one, he could focus on multiple memories and clear more at once. Expand on this a little bit, on the wrapper and how this works.
Right, okay.
Or not how it works, but how to work with it.
Right. The idea with the wrapper came to me a while back, which was that if somebody's had sort of like an extended trauma where there were multiple events, maybe all connected with one person or something, and it could be abuse or it could be something, you know, some military experience, something like that, then it's commonly those things would have been done with one click track, and you're treating all of those things, it's sort of lumping them together. Oh yes, this was the abuse that I suffered, I'm going to click track that. But of course, then it's not one event, it's lots of different events. And the only thing that is common to them all is the fact that that person's mind has grouped them and labeled them as being the same thing. So on the homepage for the website, there's a call from a guy called Stan Pontieu, who used ClickTrack on his 13 months in Vietnam. And for him, mm-hmm. one ClickTrack seemed to be all that it took, you know, despite the fact that he hadn't been able to talk about it for 40 years. But 13 months in Vietnam was obviously a whole load of different experiences, but they'd been conceptualized as one thing. So, and if you think about a spider, for example, if somebody has a fear of spiders, it's not just one type of spider, it's all sorts of different spiders. Again, they've been mentally grouped under one label. With these tracks, I set out with the intention to allow people to clear multiple things simultaneously. And that's another reason why the suggestions are somewhat different. And that's the reason why that the wrapper track is included. That's to help people bundle them. So, and on the instructions, I talk about the possibility of clearing something like a snake phobia and a spider phobia at the same time with one click track. Now, obviously, that is somewhat different from what's been undertaken before. But if you think about it, it's possible to conceptualize those two things as being the same creatures, which make me feel scared. So scary creatures. It's the only thing really that's important is that you can mentally group them as being one thing. And as long as you do that, then there's absolutely nothing to stop you from click tracking those things simultaneously. And this was the idea, this was the thinking that got me started down this idea of a wrapper and bundling things. And I started out by doing it hypnotically with my own therapy clients. What I found in practice is that, yes, it's possible to do it. It's possible to do it with the older click tracks, but these click tracks, these six new click tracks, are specifically designed to work well with that kind of approach to clearance, which means that it's possible to clear more faster, that they are more efficient. And it's like a quantum leap forward. From a user perspective, one of the things that might be useful, Jeff, is if I explain part of the way I went about creating these, and that might be helpful in terms of understanding why these are somewhat different. Before I began to create these tracks, I knew that I wanted them to work with wrappers, and I knew that I wanted them to be able to clear multiple things simultaneously. One advantage of that is what Howie described, which is that it allows for a more natural and somewhat easier way of going about clearance. It also means that you can clear all sorts of completely unconnected things as long as they're attached to the same emotion. So that was one of the things that I knew I needed to do and that I wanted to build into them. But also, because I wanted them to be as good as they can possibly be, I made a list. I wrote down a list of this typical kinds of problems that people were likely to run through these tracks. And I was also interested in things that might have been problematic with the other click tracks. But this list included all sorts of things like, you know, dealing with a bereavement or a breakup or feelings of low self-worth or self-hatred or having been abused or all sorts of things. So I made a list of emotions and a list of the kinds of issues that might be run through it. And I had quite a long list. And as I wrote every single paragraph, although it's not really the way I write it, but it's the only way I can explain it in a way that makes sense. Once I've got a block of text, then what I would do is I would go off and check it against this list that I'd got of all the things that I wanted that to work with, to make sure that those suggestions mapped onto it really, really nicely, and that they would generate the kind of outcome that I'd be looking for with those kinds of issues. Now, obviously, that was quite a time-consuming process, because it's actually quite a difficult thing to do, to put suggestions together which map neatly onto so many different things so that they can be used with those things and it's going to feel like it absolutely applies 100% from start to finish. In terms of the track construction, they are very, very different. It's one of the reasons why they took so long, because I had, you know, chunks of text which were all but perfect for half of them, but they just didn't sit quite right with the other half. So then I had to scrap that, start again. As you know, there are three different lengths of click track here. There's a 7 minute, a 14 minute, and a 28 minute click track. 28 minutes worth of fairly rapid suggestion, which has been constructed in that way, is a lot of work. So the way I went about creating them was just entirely different, Jeff.
So when we talk about the suggestions, and I just wanted to touch on this, because some people will say, what kind of suggestions are you making? You know?
Yeah.
The suggestions are, the theme, if you will, of the suggestions is about ease and about comfort and whatnot in the doing this process, true?
Yeah. In terms of the suggestions, the themes is probably the best word to use, Jeff. And to an extent, I don't think, not 100% sure that we've got language and words that sort of adequately describe some of the things that go into these, but there were, in terms of input, there were things that people had said to me personally or by email that they'd said, you know, I really wish a click track did this, or that they'd said something and I thought, well, it would be good if, when I do these tracks, there's some reference to that, because it's an important thing. Now, I don't necessarily want to say what these things are.
That's okay.
Peter Owen, who's doing, well, actually he's in more schools than I can keep up with now, has given me a lot of feedback about some of the work that he's been doing there. That it was evident to me that there were things from that that I could draw from that which would be useful if they were incorporated. And I know you talked about change, and there were some things that you'd said, if it's possible to build this in, it'd be nice. So I've endeavoured to do that. Some of these things are maybe not obvious, and that's quite deliberate, because if they're not obvious, it's difficult to consciously counter them. There are all sorts of themes running through this as well, which again makes them somewhat significantly different. But in terms of the actual nuts and bolts construction and what these things are, in many ways, it's better that I don't explain what they are, because
right.
If somebody consciously knows what those things are, they're going to watch out for them. And that's sort of self-defeating. I don't want people shooting themselves in the foot. There are things that I can say and things that I can't say on the product information page. When it first went live, I included very little information, principally for that reason, because what I don't want to do is to put something in there which is designed only for the subconscious mind, only to point it out to people, because then it's not going to do its job properly. So
yeah, true.
Yeah.
And I didn't want you to get into, you know, that kind of detail anyway, to defeat the purpose of the tracks. But what I wanted to do is just give people a little overview here, a little bit more about why you put this together. We've talked about that. The fact that it's not a replacement for the basic click tracks or anything else, and just to emphasize once again what you said, still, start is, of course, the free click tracks. Start, use those, play with those, find your experiential results, your experiential success with those, and then move on from there. Click track simple, which has some nice basically Q&A or FAQ in there, yeah. More expanded. And level one is still the first place to start beyond the freebie, because it establishes, in my view, a very solid foundation of understanding the mind and how you're approaching this with PS Tech and the tools, and then it allows them to expand from there into unlimited potential. Now, one of the great things is this multiple memories with the wrapper. And I want to emphasize to people, once you get this, and you know there's a link below or a button or whatever to get this package, is make sure you listen to those instructions a couple times at least, all right? And really make sure that you have an understanding of how to use them properly, especially with the wrapper, because you don't want to just say, I have 10 memories and I'll just do them all at once in the effort to, you know, so I don't have to deal with them later. You know, put some thought into it and follow the directions really closely. Any other, you know, closing comments on this, Tim?
I mean, the only other thing, I suppose, is that if there is a biggest motivation for creating these, it's simply because I want Percussive Suggestion to be as effective and useful to people as it possibly can be. And the likelihood is that I will go back and revisit some of the other tools that I did several years ago and see if they can be worked on, improved in some way. When I undertook to create Percussive Suggestion in the first place, I set out with the idea of, absolutely crazy probably, of simply building something which was as effective and useful as it could possibly be. I wanted it to be completely unassailable in terms of its usefulness to people. That's not to say anything negative about other therapies and other approaches to things. It was my intent to create something which just amazed people. And I want it to be as good as it can be. I at the back of my mind, I envisage something even better, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet, Jeff. So
stay tuned.
It's just like constant. There's a sort of seed there that says, hang on a minute, this can be done better. Then at some stage I'm going to sit down and do it. Although it has to be said, after I think it'll be a while.
Okay, but we do have the commitment from you, so you can't back out, right?
No, I don't intend to back out, but it might be a few years.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time and sitting down with me here and, you know, helping everybody have a little a little clearer picture of what they're getting into. And I say that tongue in cheek. This is all good. And the results I've seen that I've used with people has been really wonderful as well. And I appreciate your work here, Tim.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Everybody, take good care. There's either a link on the same page. I don't know where you're seeing this this recording, but take a look at the button, the link, etc. If you have any questions, you can always visit PS Tech Support. Take good care. Thanks for joining us. Aloha.